SportsCoverageRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
And we're back. We're back. We are officially back. So we're at the actual, St. Henry's Middle School gym. Yep. This is their main gym, I guess, for the final match of the day with the Indians against the St. Henry Redskins. And we are in warm-ups right now. And just to recap that last match the Indians had with the Rushi Raiders.
Yeah, we were only able to get the beginning of this. If that match only went two games, we weren't going to be able to get the start of this.
It ended up going three. It went three. It had a little bit of a different lineup. We ran a 5-1 with Chloe that last match, just to give Hope Wendell a little break. And we ended up winning that third game 25-16. Sometimes we get into these little lulls of I don't know, rotations or what, but
We bugged out. I think it was 16-15
in the second game.
How did that end up?
That ended up 20-25. So we had just had a bad little ending rotation there, a couple miss hits, and they ended up taking that second game. But third game, it was all us, 25-16, leading us with kills in that game with Whitley Rammel with 12. Olivia Patch had 9, Paige Fulkamp had 9, and Paige Judy had 8. So talk about spreading out your offense. I think Chloe did a really nice job of doing that. And then Chloe also had to take the lead in the front row. And she's not used to doing that. And for her to come out, and she made some absolutely tremendous smart plays. And I don't think she gives herself enough credit for the work she had to put in for that win. So I'll make sure I credit her later. So she did a very, very, very nice job. Took a commanding lead. So also leading us with Diggs in that last match. I believe it was Kiki. Let me just look real quick. I think it was, Kiki ended up with, Paige Fulkamp ended up with 19. Kira Wendell ended up with 14. Doesn't surprise me that Paige Fulkamp had 19 digs. She's got a lot of digs out of the front row. And then Brooke Collick was 7, and Paige Judy had 8. So they started to pick on our front row. So we are getting ready to start our final match. Our officials of the day are probably two of my favorite people, officials and favorite people. Miller, I call him Miller. I honestly don't even know if I know his first name, but I just know him by Miller. Good guy, and he's smiling right now, so that's odd. We're not used to seeing Miller smile. And then John Dornick up on top. And John Dornick, my gosh, probably 15, 20 years ago, I think I coached his daughter in club, and he is just the nicest guy on the planet. So I've got some great officials, and this should be a good match. So what do you think, Neil? Ready to rock and roll?
Sorry, looks like we're about ready to roll.
Front row, we got to start now. We got Paige Judy, Olivia Patch, and Paige Fulkamp. And then leading, or starting us serving, I believe, Chloe is going to be our first server. So getting the lineup checked, and Libero's replacing Whitley Rammel. We'll see how this game starts. So St. Henry's got some returners. We got the three Vaughn girls, and then Hannah Burns. I think that's Elaney out there, and then the freshman, Mia Niekamp. So Chloe back to serve for the first serve. She makes a nice serve and set Abby Vaughn and out of bounds. Noah Vaughn hits the ball just out of bounds. So Chloe gives us our first point. So back to serve against Chloe. Indians up 1. Nice serve by Chloe. Out to Hannah. Back set to Mia. Brooke Pollard. Nice dig by Brooke Pollard, and has to be free balled over by Paige. Another nice dig, Paige Fulkamp, or Judy, and then we got a free ball it over, and Indians to Addie Vaughn, back set to Nora Vaughn, nice dig, and Olivia Patch, nice hit, out to Addie, and then Mia Niekamp gets a nice kill. So So nice playing by the Indians. We didn't get much offense on there. We were playing a lot of defense. Good job keeping the ball in play. So good work by the Indians. Back to serve Marley. Paige Judy. Paige Forecamp. Command. Paige Forecamp's going to say, get me the ball. Get me the ball. So she gets a nice hard hit right in front of Hannah.
2-1 Indians. Brenna serving.
Yep, Brenna's our serve. Thanks for pitching in there, Neil.
Yeah, while you're doing your stats. Yep.
Addie Vaughn out to nice dig by Brenna to Chloe out to nice kill. So Chloe gets the kill. Chloe gets the assist. Brooke Collard gets an unorthodox kill right in front of the right back. So a nice play by the Indians. Back serve again is Brenna. Brenna had a heck of a serving morning. I shouldn't probably say that, but she served really well. Addie Vaughn out to winner. Kiki with a great dig. Chloe out to Brooke Collard, who gets a nice roll shot. Addie to Nora. Kiki to... Nice dig by Hannah Bruns to Brenna, to Chloe, up to Olivia Patch for the kill.
Wow.
Great. Oh, my gosh, great.
That was a heck of a rally on both sides.
Wow.
St. Henry, we had the point a couple of times, and they were fighting, getting that thing. They had a couple of really good saves on one of those.
Hannah Bruns had a great play. And then Brenna had a phenomenal play. Addie Vaughn to Nora Vaughn, and she dumps it right in front. Kiki for a dig. To Chloe, back set to Paige Fork. Paige Judy, who gets a nice kill. Paige Judy, coming alive back there. I tell you what, she had a great right side this morning.
Yep.
Phenomenal right side. And Brenna Holman right now playing back row is just lights out. Between her and Kiki, good luck getting the ball down. So Brenna Holman with a nice serve. Addie Vaughn gets her first kill.
Yep.
First kill off
of
defense sitting there sleeping.
Yep, looked like she was going to set and just tapped it.
And defense needs to know. They need to know. And that's rule number one. Don't give this error the dump kill. Brenna, Chloe, Patch, and gets the kill.
6-2 Indians.
Nice play by Olivia Patch. Brenna getting the ball in there, too. Kiki Wendell back to serve for the Indians. Indians up 6-2. Next serve. Nora Vaughn hits the ball way out of bounds. So Bruns to Addie to Nora. And I can call them by their first name because I'm probably one of the few radio broadcasters that can tell them apart.
Yeah, it's not easy.
It is for me. It has been. So Hannah Bruns to Addie. Short set to winner to Chloe to Whitley Rammel, who just mashes it right in front of Addie. And Trisha wants to talk about it, so we'll take a timeout.
Hello, I'm Kenneth Oak from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Okay, and we're back here at the St. Henry, gym?
Middle school, the main gym. They call it the middle school. We think it's a high school gym.
Yeah.
So.
Yep,
one where you play basketball.
Yep, right. Indians up 8-2. Kiki Wendell back to serve. There's a nice serve to Hannah Bruns, who has really struggled with it. Addie Vaughn free balls it over. Whitley Rammel gives them a nice, easy, she can handle free ball, so she gives it up to... Seafring, I believe it was a Seafring girl. I'm probably going to mess up the winner and the Seafring girl.
8-3 now, Indians.
Yeah, Nora back serve. Nora gets the ace right in front of Brenna, so it was a good drop serve for Nora Vaughn.
take four.
Yep. Two quick points to the Hanover Redskins, so see if we can buckle down here. Kiki, Chloe. Hey, Judy, that might have been a little forced. A little bit of a set that was forced. She probably went outside, but, you know, if I had to pick between the colleague and Paige, but then you don't want to force it either, so. Nora, short serve. Oh, wow. Nah, double hit by Hannah Brunt, so lucky on that one.
Really lucky.
Yeah, really lucky.
That one died again.
Yep, it did.
Kiki just got her hand under it, and it went just over the net.
Yeah, I don't know how she got under it, but it was a great play. So, subbing in for the Indians, we have Hope Wendell and Marissa Garkey, and sitting down, Chloe and Paige Judy back to serve as Hope Wendell. We'll see if Hope can get a... Oh, and she misses a very, very... she misses a serve, and that never happens. That's what I'm trying to say. She rarely misses. So back to serve. Excuse me? Brenna Holman, the Hope Wendell out to Brooke College with a nice hard hit for Brooke College. And out to Hannah Bruns, nice dig to Hope Wendell. Out to Brenna at Brooke College. Digs Nora, and Mia Niekamp has to take it, and they got a free ball it over. Brenna to Whitley Rammel. Out to, and then and they get the dig, and Brenna to Hope, out to Paige Brooks College, who gets the kill.
Oh,
Brooks College. I'll tell you what, Sahana had a phenomenal pancake play over here.
Yes,
so.
there was great plays on both sides.
Both sides.
But that's what you expect out of this
absolutely.
Game. This is maybe championship caliber.
Yep, this is what it's going to be. Yep. So Brooks College, we missed the sub, so Brooks College is up to, out to serve. Brenna Holman's going to have to play one. Oh, they got lucky.
Oh, man.
Lucky. Brenna Holman forgot to sub out, or I should say Paige Dorkamp didn't get subbed in quick enough, so we had to have Brenna in the front row. Thank goodness.
So it's 11-6 now, Indians.
Yeah, Brooke calling back to serve again. And they're really struggling. Dig by Brooke calling, Hope Wendell, to Whitley Rammel.
Wow. To run.
Just crushes it. And I'm not sure, but they only have one blocker up on her. I don't think that's going to last very long. So as soon as they figure that out, they'll put another one up on her. So we'll see how this goes. Brooke College, so Hannah Bruns, Addie Vaughn, Mia, out of bounds. And no touch. Indians up 13-6. Brooke College back with a good run for the Indians. Nice serve by Brooke College. Nora Vaughn to Addie Vaughn to the Seifring. It's a great dig by Brooke College and free balled over by Kiki Vaughn. Addie. Hannah Bruns tips it over and just gets it in. So she gets a little shot in.
Yep. Drops it
just
in there.
Just drops it right in front. And, you know, we're playing that line defense to the middle. Of course, like wide open.
13-7 now. Indians still lead, but St. Henry serving now.
Yeah, 90 back to serve. Just off of Kiki's arm, so St. Henry gets the point, 8-13.
Who's this serving? I'm sorry.
I think it's a Langy girl.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't think of her first name, but yeah, Langy.
Okay.
And then she gets an ace.
Hits the net.
Barely.
And it just falls over the net.
Falls in.
2-10.
Yeah, just dropped over the net. Those ones that you just really would love to have.
13-9 now.
Yeah. So Kiki to Hope out to Paige Forkamp for a nice hit, but it's lost. Hope Wendell to Whitley Rammel and a big cut. So nice. Nice.
And
so Whitley Rammel finishes it off.
And she gets to serve.
And hopefully she can keep these in. We'll see how she rolls here. And nice pass to Addie Vaughn over to Mia. Mia tips it over to Paige Forkamp. Hope Wendell, back set. Marissa Garkey just tips it over. Addie Vaughn up to Hannah Bruns. She gets just out of bounds blocked. So Marissa Garkey's going to have to come out a little strong and swing. I'm sure that she's getting yelled at over there, so we'll see how that.
That was right on the sidelines, and we blocked it, but it was out of bounds.
Yeah, so Whitley Rammel sits down. Back to serve Hannah Bruns. Kiki to Hope. Olivia Patch, and she
Nice one back. They flipped it back over and it fell in.
Right in our hole. So
14-11.
Indians up still 14-11, but we need a couple more Christian points here. We'll see if the offense can step it up a little bit. Back to serve hand runs.
They scored 5 out of the last 6 points.
Yeah. So Brooke Collins, Hope Wendell out to page 4 camp, and she has to just push it over. So we're really struggling. Hope Wendell, Kiki Wendell, Marissa Garkey, nice hit by Marissa Garkey, and Kiki, and they got a free ball over, and Hannah Burns can't get it over. So she tries the back row attack and just misses it, and into the Indians with Chloe and Paige Judy to see if they can get this team a rolling.
That was a big one.
It was a big one.
And we have Chloe serving, and she's had some really great...
She's done a really nice job with the Indians. So nice serve, Hannah Burns, Addie Vaughn, Nora Vaughn, and just off the hands of the Indians. So Nora Vaughn gets it there.
Can't let them get that momentum going.
Nope. Indians up 15-12. And back to serve is Marley. Marley is the libero for the San Jose Redskins. Kiki to Chloe.
Olivia pass.
So Chloe blocks. Page 4 camp. Gets a nice hit out to deep ring, and she gets a kill. So the Redskins score another point. Makes the score 15-13. Favor of the Indians. Back to serve, Marley Vaughn. Nice serve. Kiki. Chloe out to Paige Judy. Nice hit by Paige Judy.
We needed that.
Yes, we did. That was very much needed. That was a beautiful set.
Well, something. We must have touched the net because they didn't.
No, that was way in. It was, now we're having a little communication here.
I don't know how that could have been anything that
either.
I point.
I don't
Unless
know
Unless there's somebody
sure.
in the net, I don't know what's going on there.
I think they're arguing that the ball was outside the antenna, and I am pretty sure it was not outside the antenna.
No.
But I don't know who's calling it either, so.
Yep.
It must have been outside the antenna.
Wow.
Okay, yep, so I'll take that one away.
Certainly didn't think that.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
She was...
Yep.
I don't think she... anyway.
Yeah, Redskins. So Brooke, Collins, Chloe, outstage Judy. A nice hit. And they're going to set up Bree and Olivia Patch. Nope. Noah got her in the net. Noah got Olivia Patch into the net. So another point for the Redskins.
Oh, man. Tied at 15. So they have...
Another point for the Redskins.
Outscored us 9-2 since we were up 13-6.
Yep.
And it,
Kiki, Chloe, back set. Oh, goodness sake. The page. Court camp. And we're going to take a timeout. And Redskins take a lead 16-15. We'll take a timeout.
The lanes will be closed through the Labor Day weekend. They'll reopen for the bowling season on Tuesday, September 3rd, and will be open 7 days a week until the bowling season finishes in the spring. And if you're interested in joining the bowling league, they're looking for 2 4-man teams on Thursday at 9 o'clock. Contact them through their Facebook page if you're interested. So starting on Tuesday, September 3rd, you can get all your favorite food every day of the week. Subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. We just have to be patient and wait through the Labor Day weekend, and then we can get all our favorites every day of the week. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
And we're back here at St. Henry Middle School Gym. Indians now down like 16-15, I think.
Yes.
I think the Redskins have scored like 9-2.
We were up 13-6.
Yep. So Marley Vaughn, Paige Fourcamp, Chloe, Olivia Patch gets a nice hit. And then she's going to... They get her on the mat. Indians get it this time. Indians get it. So Miller doesn't miss much. He is our down official, and he doesn't miss much. So if you're in the net, he's going to call and he's going to stick to his gun. So Brenna Holman, just what we need back there to get us on a roll here. And she gets a nice serve. Back set to Marley. Dig by Paige Judy. To Chloe. Back set to Paige Judy. I'm not sure why she would back set that. Out to. And yeah, Paige Judy. Judy and Olivia Patch get a monster block. So nice job by the Indians.
Yep.
And back to serve again for the Indians is Lauren O'Holman.
And we're up a point now.
Yeah, we're up one now. So nice serve. So Langy, Addy Vaughn, who can't handle it.
Oh, tried to tip it over.
Tried to, yeah.
Went off her fingertips and came kind of sideways.
It was a fingertip attempt kill, what we call those, attempted kills.
Yep.
So, but good thinking. Brenna and back to throw it in the end up 18-16. Nice serve. Langy. Addy Vaughn. Seafring tips it. Brenna. Chloe out to. Yeah.
The college.
Brooke College.
Playing taller than she is.
So nice play by the Indians. Sam Henry wants to talk about it. 4-19-15 in favor of the Indians. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many compounds which cannot be found in artificial clear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Okay, and we're back here at San Henry Fieldhouse, whatever. San Henry wants to take a time out and talk a little bit about it. Fort Recovery Indians are up 19-16. Not a cushion we like. We like a little lot more points than that. So we'll see if Brenna Holman can get us a few more points and work on our hitters. In the front row right now, we have Paige Judy, Olivia Patch, and Brooke Colling. Brooke Colling just came out with a nice, beautiful kill. We'll see what we can do. Ball goes off of Hannah Bunzazon for an ace serve for Brenna.
Up in the rafters, yep. Bouncing around the yep. Heating ducts.
Yeah, so a nice ace serve and Brenna Holman. And she's back to serve it again for us. And she gets us another one. So Langy to Addy Vaughn. Back set to Nora Vaughn. Nora Vaughn is a nice, strong hit off the side down the line. So great play by the Redskins.
Indians were able to get to the magic number.
Yep,
21st.
Yep.
If runs.
But not a good enough cushion yet.
if runs predictions come true.
Yep. Addy Vaughn back to serve. Kiki. Chloe. Back set to Olivia Patch. Nora Vaughn. Addy Vaughn to Nora Vaughn for the kill.
Yep. Just inside.
Yep, just
inside. In the line.
Yep, nice little play.
And that was a good call.
Yeah. So they get their 18 points for Indians. Still up 2, 20-18. So we need to put a stop on them right now. Don't let them score any more points. Addy Vaughn. Kiki to Chloe. Up to Paige. And it's almost. And then Seifring gets the kill. Seifring ends it. So Indians had a block, had a great play, but Seifring makes a nice play off of it and gets the kill.
They got their hand out there and kept it alive just enough for somebody to.
Yep.
So
back to serve, Addy Vaughn, 19-20 in favor of the Indians. Brenna. Chloe out to Paige Judy, and so a nice kill. A nice play. Paige Judy. You know, I gotta say, I've been liking her on the right side all day today, but man, she's coming around. She's done a nice job today.
Yep.
Very happy with her on that left side. So back to serve Kiki. And she drops one right there. And back set to Nora Vaughn, who's right in front of Whitley Rammel and Brooke Pollard. So nice play by Nora Vaughn. Back to serve is Nora Vaughn. So we'll see if the Indians can get this point right back. And they're up 21-20. And we've got a shoe tie-in.
Do not want to let them.
Nope, we don't want to let them breathe. Don't let them breathe. And right now they're breathing, so we got to suffocate here. So Kiki, Chloe, Whitley Rammel, and Whitley gets a nice in-play ball. Chloe, Kiki, Paige Judy for a nice hit. Nice hit by Paige Judy. Back row, Brenna, Chloe. Tries to hit it over. Chloe, back set. Don't know where that's going. So, little miscommunication on that one.
It looked like we had everything going for us here, too.
Yep, we did.
It just fell apart.
Yep.
Tied at 21.
Just a little miscommunication on the hitting, so they need to talk to their setter a little bit. Tied 21. Nora, and down. So Nora Vaughn gets an A.
Right in that back corner.
Right in that back corner.
I thought it was going to go out, and I don't believe it did.
Yep, yep.
So now St. Henry with a one-point lead.
Yep.
We have to stop them right here.
Yep. Short, Kiki, Chloe, Paige, Judy, back set, just off the hands, and our defense is moving when it shouldn't be, so Redskins up 23-21, and the Indians need a timeout. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
We're back here at St. Henry Gym, we'll call it. Indians down 23-21.
It's been a battle. It's been a back-and-forth battle.
Indians led early and led 13-6 at one point. Then St. Henry came back and was leading 16-15. Indians got the lead back. They're up 20-17. Now it's 23-21. So they've scored six in the last seven, St. Henry.
Yep.
And we have to stop them here.
Yep, we gotta put a stop to them here. So, Paige. To Paige. Yep. So, Chloe gets the assist to Paige Judy. Yep. And subbing in for the Indians is Hope Wendell and Melissa Garkey.
Hope will come in and serve. Yep. She's had some very good runs, and we need a run of three right here.
So Indians down 22-23. We'll see if we can get this team a rolling. Hope, Marley, Addie, back set to Bree. Bree gets the kill. So I don't know where our defense is. They caught him sneaking, but that gives the St. Henry Redskins their 24th point. Indians down 22-24. We got to go now. We'll see if we can get the ball up to the hitters. And so Marissa, Hope to College. Hope, Kiki, College. She goes out of bounds. Yep. And Indians fall the first set 22-25, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Stacy.
At Hull Brothers in Motor Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solution. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I am Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignment, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
We're back here at St. Henry. Again, Indians fall first game, 22-25, but it was a hard, hard-fought battle. At one point, I think we were up 13-6. We just had a real good starting rotation and something.
Yep.
We just had a real good roll, and we had a lot of energy out there. And then sometimes you just get a rotation where the energy isn't as high, and they tend to sink a little. But
toward the end, we were up 20-17.
Yeah, we were.
And then they
ended up coming back. So.
Yeah. We I think we had some miscommunication at several places, and we're not playing an average team. We're playing probably one of the best teams in the state, maybe the best team. We'll see at the end of the year who's the best team in the state, but there's some great ones in our league.
Yeah.
And
well, they got beaten 5 the other night against Coldwater, which kind of really surprised me. I mean, kudos to Nikki, I think, what she has over there, and she's just a phenomenal.
And I understand that Gillen had just tremendous.
She's just a beast. There's a reason So Marley gone to Kiki, to Chloe, out to Brooks. I'm sorry, Paige, Judy, Brooks, Chloe, back set to Paige Forkamp, who gets it.
Oh!
Gets it. Paige Forkamp just gets it.
Wow.
Holy nothing. Marley right off the shoulder of Marley Vaughn. Holy nothing.
She can't even get her hands up.
No.
That
ball comes so hard.
Fast.
Yeah.
Man.
So, Brenna back to serve. Nice serve by Brenna to Langley to Addy Vaughn. Back up to Nora Vaughn. And Chloe with a great dig. Kiki out to Paige Judy, who will shot it to the back row. To Addy Vaughn. To Nora Vaughn. Kiki to Chloe, back set to Paige Forkamp. Paige Judy, who makes a nice play over there by Langy. Chloe to Hulo. So it's a nice, great play.
Yep.
Chloe just doesn't get it quite high enough for Olivia Patch, and she has to try to tip it over, and just didn't work out. So
great digs.
Yep, great dig.
Man.
So Kiki to Chloe, back set, Olivia Patch. Nice. Nice dig by Addy Vaughn. And winner makes it that play. So nice play by the Indians.
Yep, kind of went off her fingertips.
Yep.
So Indians up 2-1 now.
Yep.
Let's get it rolling here, Kiara.
Kiki back to serve. And she makes a nice serve. Hannah to Addy to Nora. And off of the, just off the hands of the blocker in the center of the court. That center of the court is our nemesis right now. I almost wonder if we shouldn't plant somebody there.
I think Kiara had gone from there over to back that up, because that's where the ball was coming, and it deflected over to where she had been.
Kiki, Chloe, Whitley Randall. Back set. Dropping. That ball is just dropping.
Yep.
You know, if we're playing this line defense, and I'm not so sure, maybe we shouldn't pull our center. We'll see, because they haven't hit line yet, but we'll see if she makes any changes. So back to serve, Nora Vaughn. Paige Judy. Chloe. Paige Judy gets a nice hit, and make a play out of it. Chloe to Whitley Rammel. To Addy Vaughn. Back set dig, Chloe. To Kiki, over to Brooke, Marla, Addy, back set, down the line, and she called it in by,
I think that was...
Yeah, that looked out, but we'll give it to him.
6 inches.
We'll give it to him. So, makes the score 4-2 in favor of the Santa Redskins, Nora Vaughn. Back to serve. Kiki, Chloe, out to Brooke College. Nice play. She's keeping it in play. Hannah runs out of bounds. Out of bounds for Hannah Burns, and Brenna Homer lets it go. So 7 in for the Indians. We have Hope Wendell for Paige Judy and Marissa Garkey for slowly. And after serve, we have Hope.
Come on, Hope.
Yep, let's see if she can get us on a roll here. Marley, Addy, Hannah Burns out of the middle. It's a nice, nice skill. It's a nice play by Hannah Burns. And just off of Kiki gun.
5-3 now, Redskins with the lead.
Yep. And back to serve, winner. Out. Indians get another point off of the bad serve.
Yep, long.
And Paige Forkamp is subbing in for the Indians. For Brenna Holman, I'd like to see her get some repetitions here.
Yep.
And get her swinging.
Yep. So, serving for the Indians, yep, down a point.
Brooke Pollock to Nora, to Addy, out to Hannah Burns. Brooke Pollock, phenomenal pass. Save Whitley Rammel. Kiki, Hope. Paige Forkamp she tried to slice that one and just missed it. So it gives them their 6th point of the day. So Redskins up 6-4. Back through is Langy. Let's see if the Indians can capitalize on this serve receive here. So Key to Hope. Out to Paige Forkamp for a great play. Hope to Kiki, Marissa. Nice hit by Marissa Gerke. That's what we gotta see.
Man.
That's what we gotta see. Marissa Gerke, we need her to hit him hard.
Some great saves, both sides, mostly Indians.
Yeah, it's just a Kiki dig, too, by the way.
6-5, Redskins.
Yep, Redskins up, 6-5, back to serve Aubrey. Aubrey serving for Whitley Rammel, thank you. We needed them served. Right in front of Paige. So Hannah Burns gets a kill right in front of Paige Forkamp. And into back in is Kiki for the libero. And in the front row we have Marissa. We have Paige Forkamp and Olivia Patch. Back to serve Hannah Burns. Brooke to Hope. Brooke, Forkamp.
Man. 8-5 now.
Yeah. So I think we need our middles need to be moving faster. We need to open up Paige Forkamp a little bit. We're making it too easy for their blockers. So we'll see if we Pollock, Hope, Marissa Garkey, right into the net.
She's a little short.
Yeah, just a little short in the net.
Is that maybe we didn't get it set close enough to the net, maybe?
It needs to be a little farther.
She was a couple of feet farther back than what she was ideal.
Yeah, she just needs to adjust. Oh, out to Olivia Patch for the kill. Yep, nice hit by Olivia Patch. So there it was. That's what we needed to do. A little switch, and I don't think they had a clue what was coming.
Yep.
So Hope Wendell's going to sit down, or if he's going to sit down, and we got Foley, Phil Walter, and Paige Forkamp back, or Paige Judy back in the lineup. So Indians down 9-6 in the second game of this match. And a nice serve to Hannah Burns. Addy out to Nora. Out of bounds. So she is way out of bounds. Gives Indians their 7th point, down 9-7.
So Chloe, get a run going here.
Yeah, let's get us rolling, Chloe. A nice serve, Hannah Burns, Addy Vaughn, back set to Mia, and just off Olivia Patch's hand. So Mia, he can't get the kill, freshman, he's hanging in. Back to serve, the Indians is the libero, I'm sorry, for the Redskins is the libero, Marley Vaughn. North Pollock, Chloe, Olivia, just bad set by Chloe.
Double hit.
Yep, double hit. And Indians want to take a minute, so we're going to take a minute with them, and we'll be back right after this.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Okay, we're back here. Down by four. I'm having a hard time getting, look at Patrick's having a hard time getting that ball over the blockers. I don't know if we just need to maybe make a different play call. We'll see if they make any changes, but maybe run her something a little shorter and quicker. We'll see. Paige Forkamp, Crowley. Paige Forkamp gets a nice hit. And they make a play. I think he might have missed that one. I don't know.
Somebody in the net?
No, I think Nora's ball cleared, but they call it a block. It's okay. They call it a block, and Indians can't come up with it. Falls right in front of our defense. Marley, Brooks, to Chloe, Paige, Judy. Roll shot, it. Nice dig by St. Henry. And Paige, Judy can't come up with it. So miscommunication again.
14-7 now, Redskins.
Yep.
And we have to break that momentum.
Yeah, we got
to
stop now. Paige Forkamp, Chloe, Olivia Patch. Nice hit, nice dig, finally gets a kill.
Yep.
She just needed to slice it a little bit. Well, now we know. So Brenna Holman in. Indians down 14-8. So we got to go, we got to go. We'll see what we come up with.
Brenna is capable of putting a good run on it.
Yep, yep. Nice serve. And she gets the kill, or she gets the ace. It's just what we needed, that one little point.
Hit the net and dropped straight down. They did get a foot on it, but that was all they could do, sideways.
Yep. So 14-9 in favor of the Redskins. Langy, Maddie Vaughn, Middle, and Kiki, Chloe. Paige Judy forgot to get back, but she gets the kill. I'm not sure how she got that kill.
It worked.
It worked. 14-10.
Three straight points for us now.
She had some great people telling her where to hit it. That's huge. And that's what your defense is supposed to do.
Yep.
Tell her where the holes are at. So Brenna back to serve again. To Hannah. To Vaughn. To Nora Vaughn. Out of bounds. Indians get their 11th point.
Here we go.
And Trisha wants to talk about it. We'll be right back after this.
Main Street Market is having a big end of the summer sale going on now through Labor Day with great prices throughout the store. Looking for some great brats for the grill? They have 5 packs of Johnsonville brats on sale. Get 2 packs of their fresh brats for $9.99 or 2 packs of Johnsonville smoked brats for $8.99. And you can get their great quarter-pound hamburger patties for the package for just $2.99. And if you're looking for some great steaks for the grill, how about these? Ribeye steaks for $6.99 a pound. Or New York strip steaks for just $4.99 a pound. These are all available in their grab-and-go cakes. So get to Wayne Street Market and get in on these great prices for some great grilling. These special prices are good through Labor Day, and they'll be open from 10 to 2 on Labor Day Monday. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Okay, and we're back here. Brenna Holman, again, back there to lead us the way. She's leading the charge back there for serving, so let's see if she can't keep up the rolling. Indians down 14-11. Bruns, Addie Vaughn, she tips it right in front of the defense, right in front of us. Mm. So Redskins get their 15th point. Addie Vaughn goes back to serve. Back to receive, Kiki Holman. So Kiki to Chloe. Paige Judy. She gets a nice kill. Nice kill. Beautiful, beautiful tailored play. So Whitley Ramo back in the lineup. Olivia Patch going to down. And back to serve, we have Kiki. Let's see if Kiki can get us a couple of runs here. Nice serve. Marley to Addie, back set to Nora. And that was an all-Vaughn play for a kill. 16-12. Back to serve receive. We have Judy, Holman, and Wendell. So, Judy to Chloe. She gets called for the double.
We've been trading points back and forth.
Yeah.
We just got two in a row. We need to get this back.
Yeah. The short to Paige Judy, to Chloe, Paige Judy, and she hits it right in the net.
Looks like it came off the heel of her hand.
Yeah, her timing.
Not where she wanted to hit.
Yeah, his timing was off. So, let's see. Redskins up 18-12. Brenner, Chloe to Whitley. And Whitley gets it off. Redskins up 19-12.
Yeah, their blocks are working much better than ours.
Yeah, ours. We just need to. Our offense is just a little too. It's just too. What do I want to say? It's too readable. We got to make it not so readable.
So they serve one long out of bounds.
Yeah.
So
that gives the Indians a 13-point, and serving for the Indians is Hope Wendell, and she's a nice serve. Added on, middle to nice dig by Brenna Holman. And then Marissa Garthy is going to free ball it over. Indians, Addie Vaughn, back set to right off the hands of the Indian. Right off, Whitley rambles in the way it looks. So, Indians want to talk about down 13 to 20, and we'll be right back after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in the industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Okay, and we're back. Marissa Garkey. Oh, a nice play by Hope Wendell. T.T. Wendell has to free ball it over. And Redskins have a free ball play. And they make a nice play out over Hannah Boone. So the Indians can't capitalize on through receiving. That'll kill you.
Yep.
If you're going to give free balls, then you're gonna pay for it. So we see if we can get this to receive. Indians down 13 to 21. So Brenna, the Hope, the Brooke Pollock, she's going to roll it in and get a kill. Sometimes you just need that little off play to get it going. So Brenna Holman sits down, page four camp out there to lead the charge for the offense, and we'll see if she can get us going. Brooke Pollock. And then a good block by the Indians. So the Indians get a block on Mia. Brooke Pollock gets us our 15 points. So Whitley Ramel and Marissa Garkey out there.
Get us rolling, Brooke.
Leading the defense. Brooke Pollock gets a nice serve for the Indians, and they're going to have to page 14 to Hope back to Marissa Garkey with a nice kill.
Run.
Marissa Garkey just comes unleashed. And so that was a great, great, great play. And she needed that. She had kind of a rough morning, I think. So that had to make her feel good. So
make me feel good.
I know. 16 points for the Indians. Brooke Pollock gets us another serve. And they can't handle a serve receive. So Indians get their 17 point. And Trisha wants to talk about it. Indians down 17-21. We'll be right back.
The lanes will be closed through the Labor Day weekend. They'll reopen for the bowling season on Tuesday, September 3rd, and will be open 7 days a week until the bowling season finishes in the spring. And if you're interested in joining the bowling league, they're looking for 2 4-man teams on Thursday at 9 o'clock. Contact them through their Facebook page if you're interested. So starting on Tuesday, September 3rd, you can get all your favorite food every day of the week. subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. We just have to be patient and wait through the Labor Day weekend, and then we can get all our favorites every day of the week. Nick Lane's, 375-4274.
Don't forget about volleyball next week, Tuesday at Jay County. That'll be a tough one. A WPGW simulcast. Thursday, volleyball at Minster. Another really tough MAC game. WPGW simulcast. And then Friday is football at Valley View. That'll be Jeff and Joe. We serve it into the net.
That's not good. 22 points.
Cannot give them points at this.
Yeah.
We have to make them fight for every point they get.
Right.
They didn't earn that one.
Nope. The Redskins get their 27 point and Indians down 17-22. We'll see if we can get us a roll one here. 90. Page 4 can't almost think that we got a free ball over. Hope free balls it. Hannah Bruins gets the kill. So, again, you can't get the hand of free balls, and that's what we're doing right now. So we gotta take it. We gotta take advantage of the first attack. Page 4 can't. Hope back set to Whitney Rammel. Can't make it happen. Hope to Page 4 can't. Gets the roll. That's what we needed. What we needed, that little roll stop. Something to get us going.
23-18.
Yeah.
Need to get 7 straight here, or...
Yep. So, Whitney Rammel goes back to serve.
You got a 9.
Yeah, Whitney Rammel goes back to serve. We'll see if she can get us a couple points here and keep us in this game. Langy to Addie Vaughn to Mia, and she gets called for the double. So, 19-23. Indians got life. Yep. We got life.
Well, this is kind of where we were up 20-17 on them in the first one, and they got us. They had the momentum at the end. Yeah. We got momentum right now. Let's go.
Yeah, let's see if we can get us rolling. Whitney Rammel, and that's nice serve Langy. Addie Vaughn, back set, Hannah Bruins. Go! And then don't go for the ball. Oh.
Just drops right
in the middle of that.
Square in the middle of our side of the court.
Yeah. So,
24 now for St. Henry.
Game point for the St. Henry Redskins. And it goes out of bounds. That's what we like to see. Now we need to be flawless for these next 6 points.
Yes, we need 6 points.
So I wonder if I should holler that out loud. Hey, no mistakes. You know, I've seen it happen. So
yeah,
we just got to take it to him back to serve.
Yeah.
Chloe is back to serve. And she gets to Hannah. So Vaughn, back row attack, Hannah. And they get their kill. So a little miscommunication, I think, in the back row there. So Indians lose the second game, 20-25. Wasn't our best play. I'm not real sure.
We're out of sync.
Out of sync a little bit. We looked a little.
And I didn't see the all of the Rushi thing, but we seemed in sync for a while and then out of sync a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are we tired?
I don't think
we're tired. Played as many as we did, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. It just looked a little flat, but first loss of the season, this is always a tough day. I'm happy. I think they played pretty good.
Let's take a quick break and let you look at your stats and kind of sort that out, and we'll come back with the stats and a little bit of recap, and then we'll head on back to the studio. But hang in there for just a minute. We'll be back with our stats. We'll give Diana a chance to check them out.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health park pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
We're back at St. Henry Gym, we'll call it. That's a middle school gym, which all most of us think is a high school gym. Indians lose in two sets, and it was tough battle all the way.
Yeah.
And maybe it's an omen. Last year, they beat us in a close match here in the Invitational. We beat them in the regular season.
Right.
So maybe that's going to happen again this year.
Well, we'll see.
So that would be a really, really good thing.
Yep.
Long season.
Yep.
Next week we have a league match with Minster on Thursday. That'll be a WPGW simulcast. And on Tuesday, we'll go across the state lines over to Jay County and play them. That'll also be a WPGW simulcast. And then Friday night, we have football. We're going down to Valley View, going down to Germantown. And that's always a really good gauge of how good our team is going to be. We looked really great last night.
And
Lehman Catholic, we got corrected on that. Everybody was calling it Sydney Lehman. One of the nuns came up and told our announcer that it is Lehman Catholic. It is not Sydney Lehman.
Did not know that.
And somebody said, yeah, she does that every school because everybody calls it Sydney Lehman.
Well, yeah.
And she goes and corrects the announcer every place they go. So anyway, they're a very good team. They're going to win a lot of games. We just had too much talent and too much depth.
Uh-huh.
And I think we beat them 35-7, 35-0. Can't remember what it was, but running clock in the second half. So, yeah, it was 35-0. Yeah. And played very well. So I'll let you go to your stats for this contest here and maybe recap the day.
Okay, that sounds good. So, again, Indians lose today 22-25, 19-25. And, you know, the scores kind of show that it was kind of a back-and-forth battle. I thought the Indians played pretty good with them. I thought the Redskins had just as many mistakes. I think we were evenly matched. We just had a few more errors than them. And I do think when the time comes and we've got a full season under our belt, that next match coming AC night should be a pretty tough one. So
yeah.
Rounding out the day, Paige Judy led us in kills with 5, 9 hits and 3 errors. Paige Fullcamp had 3 kills, 7 hits. Whitley Ramwell, 3 kills, 8 hits. Brooke Colling had 4 kills for us. She played a pretty great game.
Yes.
And
she plays taller than she
does.
Is.
She does.
When she's in that front row, except for not being tall enough to do a lot of those great blocks,
right.
Her hitting, she hits that ball as if she's a foot taller than she
does. She does. And then Marissa Garkey had 2 kills, 5 hits, and Olivia Patch ended up with 4 kills, 7 hits. So I believe Chloe and Hope were about neck and neck with assists at about 7 each. And then dig-wise, Kiki led the way with 10, Brooke Collig with 6, and Brenna Holman with 5. So, and Paige Fullcamp had 4 with it for us. So those are just some quick facts that we're trying to keep up here while we're announcing. So, again, Indians fall 22-25, 19-25, but off to a great start of the season.
That's if somebody wasn't listening earlier, give us a real quick thing on the first two matches here at the
The first match, we played Buckeye Central, and we won in 3. We started off a little slow, lost 23-25, and then came back, and I don't know if they scored more than 16 points on us after that. I think it was like 25-14, 25-15, maybe. And then Rushi again took us in 3, changed our lineup quite a bit that game, let Hope Wendell sit down and take a little break so she could be ready for this match. And
ran a 5-1 with Chloe, and it took us three. But it was good to see that we can do it if we need to. If the Hope needs a break, we can run a 5-1 with Chloe. So that was kind of nice to see. But we did get the win in three. Again, the third game. And the first two were, you know, like 25-19 and then 20-25. And then the third game, I think we ended up winning like 25-15.
Yes. When I got through setting up the equipment in this gym, I went back down there to watch. And I think we were only up two, and they only scored one or two more after that. I think we were up 15-13, and then just walked away from them. So.
Yeah. So again, not a bad day. Again, don't like to go home with a loss, but now I know what we need to work on, and I'm sure Chelsea and Travis are on it. So because they do a pretty fabulous job. So I guess that's all I got.
All righty. Well, we appreciate you helping with this game, and you and Susie with the two previous ones. Susie was out doing her flag duties for this game.
For that.
And so for Diana Rammel and Susie Fortkamp, we appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you, you won't actually catch us next Tuesday.
Right.
You'll be listening to the game, but it'll be a couple of weeks before we'll be doing our broadcasts again.
Right.
But we will see you then.
Yep. All right.
Thanks for listening.
Right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.